Tired of discounting your products and services to get a sale? There's more to marketing than discounting. Tune in now to the Small Business Marketing Ideas Podcast with The Joy of Marketing to learn how to build your business with creative marketing ideas. Hosts Sarah Petty and Aaron Verbeck are MBAs, former ad agency marketing directors, and successful small business owners. They look at marketing, well, a bit differently. Turn up your speakers and get ready for some marketing caffeine to perk up your business.
Hi guys, it's Sarah Petty and Aaron Verbeck from The Joy of Marketing, and we're back with another marketing idea made simple for you. So one of the things that we want to talk about with you today is how so many business owners struggle with price. And what we see is they're either pricing themselves too low or they have this fear of pricing themselves too high and being seen as greedy. Pricing is one of those things that you can either make or break your business with if you get it right or you get it wrong. And there often isn't a second chance if you don't get it right the first time. So you really need to know what you're doing here when it comes to pricing. So that's why today we're going to talk about five different pricing mistakes that we see businesses make.
Yeah. And Aaron, you and I know, deal with photographers specifically day in and day out to try to look at their pricing and help them with pricing. And it truly is one of the number one places that people make those mistakes. And my gosh, we worked at an ad agency for years and we helped small businesses of all different kinds overcome pricing hurdles. So let's talk about five different pricing mistakes that people are making. And I think some bells might go off when you're listening to this. Number one, I think many people would agree with this, that most businesses underprice themselves. We see this in our coaching community where we make them do projections and we make them evaluate and analyze their cost of sales. We make them understand what goes into price. And we see those costs coming in way, way, way too high. And we have to really explain, look, we can tell you by this percentage that you are way underpriced. It's one thing to know it and get to the end of the year and kind of feel like, oh, I don't have any money in my bank account. Why not? Maybe I'm underpriced. But there are also some formulas and some different things you can look at just as benchmarks to find out if you're underpriced. Sometimes small business owners will compare themselves to competitors. And that is one of the really risky ways of underpricing. You might have a competitor who's charging way less than you are and giving it half of it away. Well, that doesn't mean they're making profit. And if you copy their business model, you won't be making profit. Or if, you know, we always talk about Walmart in a generic sense because there's a Walmart in every industry, whether you're, you know, a photographer or an artist or, you know, no matter what you do, there's always that proverbial Walmart, someone doing it for less. So if you're always trying to compete with the person who's doing it for less, whether it's a Walmart or a stay-at-home mom who doesn't need any revenue, you're not going to be charging enough and you're not going to be making a profit. We also see many people who feel like, oh gosh, I don't want to be too expensive because people will think they're getting ripped off, or they'll think I'm being this greedy entrepreneur who's just out there to take advantage of them. And I think that that's, you know, that's something we all struggle with. And I think that the more you're in business and the more you're educated about your numbers and what goes into your prices, the more it takes that fear away because you know that you're delivering for people. You know that they're getting their money's worth. And you know, as you're working through your marketing, that you're doing all of these things to create value so that people are excited about what you have to offer. And they're not saying, well, so-and-so charges, you know, XYZ and you're charging this. How can you even think of doing that? I know we all have that fear, but it's bigger than that. It's about the big picture and doing all of those really great things for your clients so that they see the value.
I think it's really empowering too when you understand what your numbers are, because then you can come back and you can say, look, you know, to provide this service or to provide this particular product, it actually costs me this much. And while you don't have to say that to your clients, you know deep down what those costs are. And so it becomes a lot easier to, you know, justify those prices in your mind. And then it makes it easier for you to sell those prices to your clients.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Also, as small business owners, I think that, you know, many underprice themselves because we're nice. You know, we are passionate about what we do and we want the world to have it. And we want everyone to take advantage of our products and services and have them. You know, I have a photography studio and I love to have everybody in my market have this photography that I'm so passionate about. And I want, you know, every kid to have this heirloom portraiture. But we have to get to a point where we know that everyone can't have what we do, or we'll never be in business and we'll be working 80 hours a day. So the biggest thing with underpricing is learning what goes into those numbers, making sure you're accounting for your own time. That's one of the things as photographers, and maybe whether you're a photographer or not, you can apply this to your business, but people will say, well, you know, Walmart or Walgreens or Sam's, I can get an 8x10 for $1.50 or whatever, and you want to charge me whatever it is, $50, $100, $300. Well, it's not about the paper. It's about your time and your talents and everything that goes into getting that image on the paper. And that's where I think we have to reposition and see the value of what we're adding to the process. We have value in that process.
So number two, attracting buyers who buy only on price. And this is one of those mistakes that we see people making in how they, again, price their products and services. So the first way that you can attract buyers who buy and make their purchase decisions only based on price is by discounting. And you'll hear us talk a lot about discounting and the pitfalls that come along with discounting. But you are signaling to buyers and to the wrong kind of buyers that you are a business who really doesn't care so much about profit. You're just about getting a mass volume of people in the door when you put discounts out there. And again, we've talked a lot, and you can listen to earlier podcast episodes about when it may or may not be appropriate to discount. But the overarching rule here is when you discount your products and services, you are attracting a buyer who is looking only on price. And that buyer is not only a very difficult customer to please, but they're also not very loyal. So today they're going to shop with you because your price happened to be the lowest, but next week when they need that same product or service again, or maybe even next year, depending on your sales cycle, they're going to go to whoever is the cheapest. They're not going to be looking to go to the person who provides the most value, whose products are better or superior. They're just simply shopping on price.
Yep. And once you attract a client based on price, everything you sell them is a price battle. They want lower on this, they want lower on that. So it's always going to take a discount to get them to purchase over and over and over. And that chips into your margins. Number three, many small business owners don't differentiate themselves enough, and that creates pricing issues. If you're selling something that's vanilla, that's a commodity, that you can go buy the exact same thing at Walmart, how is it worth more to the consumer? So you want to look at what you're doing to make yourself different. You have to be providing a different service. You have to be doing different things at every touch point with the consumer. Maybe you're spending a ton more time with your consumers. All of these things help to differentiate what you're doing. And if you look at my industry, photographers, my gosh, there's a photographer everywhere. I did something for my son's school. I went in and did a reading. Four kids said, my mom's a photographer. When I said I'm a photographer, I mean, everybody's a photographer. And so it isn't just that we're all doing the same thing, because we are not. We have to figure out what it is that makes us different. And it's not about the paper it's printed on. It's about your style. It's about your service, the experience, your marketing and promotion, your events, your charitable contributions. It's all of those things that help justify that higher price. You've got to be differentiated.
So number four, this is one of the things that I think many of us don't think about. But you need to offer a premium priced option. And we see a lot of businesses who don't do this. So what we know is that people buy from the middle. They don't often buy the very most expensive thing that they see that you have to offer. They're going to buy middle of the road, okay? So if you don't offer a premium priced option on your price menu or in your product offerings, then suddenly that middle drops down a level, okay? So when you see that high-priced option on your price menu or, again, in your product offerings, when your customers see that, it helps create value for those mid-tier products that you want them to buy, that most of them are going to buy, and it makes those products seem like they're worth even more. So just by having a premium-priced option in your product mix, you are signaling to people that you are worth more. And of course, you're going to have some customers who are actually going to buy that premium priced option. So you better be prepared to actually deliver it if somebody is interested in it. But at the same time, it's more about signaling to people that, one, you can do this. You can bring a higher priced offering to them should they want it, but also that it creates more value for those products that you have that are in the middle of the road. And those are the ones that you actually want your customers to buy.
Yeah, I see this in the photography industry a lot, where I'll look at a photographer's price menu and the biggest thing they have to sell is like a 16 by 20 or maybe a 24 by 30. And I say, what do you sell the most of? Well, they point down to the smaller things. And then with just a simple shift in going in and adding some big giant things, some 6-foot canvases or some, you know, large framed paintings where they take the photo and then they paint it, all of a sudden, they're selling 30 by 40s and 24 by 30s because they aren't the most expensive thing anymore. And then, of course, once in a while, they'll have someone come in that's like, oh my gosh, I love this 6-foot canvas. That's awesome. I want it. And then, you know, they're making a lot of profit on that. So you win kind of from both directions.
So it really doesn't matter what industry you're in here. You need to look at your pricing, you need to look at your product mix, and you need to find a way to offer something that's premium priced, that again, is something that you know most of your customers will not take advantage of, but that helps set the tone for the type of business that you are.
Yep, it kind of moves that middle up. It's really an easy thing to do as well, and it helps get your sales up and have people purchase those middle tier items, which are now, you know, used to be your large things. So that premium priced option is so important. Number five, sometimes people choose their pricing and set their pricing based on textbook formulas or industry norms. Now, you may think, well, isn't that how I'm supposed to set my pricing? But the thing is, to succeed, you need more than that. In this day and age, if you strictly price based on cost, which is a little bit more of an old school pricing method where you figure out what your costs are and then you mark them up a certain number, and that varies by industry, but your costs might be in your industry 20% or 30%. So if they're 20%, you take that cost times 5 to come up with your price. But the problem is, it doesn't leave you any margin of error. It doesn't leave you room to thrill your customers or make sure that if you mess something up, you can absolutely make it right. You don't have to say, boy, if I have to eat this, I'm losing money this month. So it's very important to figure out, yes, what those industry norms are, but then to be able to charge based on what your clients are looking for and what the market will bear. We talk a lot at the Joy of Marketing about going out and creating demand. We don't have to be Walmart where we just discount to get people in. We have the ability to go out and partner with other businesses or tie in with charity and drive customers into our businesses. We know that this is happening because we work with coaching clients on a regular basis, and we're looking at their financials. And most of them aren't even at that cost-based level, but the ones that start to understand their pricing and understand their costs and what goes into that, they're the ones that break through and are starting to make really good money. That's where the profit happens.
Well, and I think too, Sarah, one of the places that is really hard for small business owners is that, you know, the majority of us aren't accountants, right? And so it's hard. We leave things out when we're accounting for things as far as our time. And, you know, we get that, okay, this particular sweater cost us this much, but how much did the shipping cost? And how much did it cost us to go out and go to market and source that particular item? And how much does it cost for us to price that item and then advertise that item? And, you know, then for folding it and packaging it when it does sell, there's a lot of things that go into pricing your products. And I think that it's really hard for all of us to wrap our head around every single little thing that needs to go into pricing your products. And so when you're simply pricing on a cost-based formula, you're surely going to forget something. I mean, it's just in our nature as small business owners. We've got a lot of things on our mind, and to forget something like that is easy. So I think that's why, just case in point, you need to consider more things than just that textbook cost-based formula when setting your prices.
Yeah, and most small businesses, small business owners, devalue their own time because we're artists or we're creatives and we care about our business. Maybe it's a restaurant owner who spends hours hand creating napkin sculptures on everyone's plate, or, you know, the gift shop that embellishes their packaging and all of the different things like that that people forget about because they think, oh, it's just me doing it. And that doesn't go into their profit mix. So we have some good news, everyone. We want to first thank you all for tuning in today. But if you want to learn more about pricing, you will definitely be interested in this month's Cafe Joy mailing, where I interview expert Jason Mars. We talk about his recent book with Dan Kennedy, and it's called The No BS Price Strategy. If you're a small business owner who hasn't mastered pricing, this is a very meaty, must-read book. And if you want to check out Cafe Joy, go to cafejoy.com. Again, this month, we're interviewing Jason Mars. He gives a lot of really great examples. His book is amazing. Again, it's called No BS Price Strategy. And we hope you continue to listen to these podcasts. Thanks, guys.
Can't get enough marketing ideas? Check out The Joy of Marketing's free resources at www.thejoyofmarketing.com/free for more marketing ideas made simple every day. And be sure to subscribe to this podcast if you want to make sure you don't miss an episode.